Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. I got a good one today. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Mary Hell.
I've been there many times.
Isn't that where Clark Griswold was when he realized his bonus was a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club? We're in Mary Hell right now.
I have been in Mary Hell many, many times.
Yes.
I haven't been to that location, but I've been in Mary Hell.
Yeah. Was named so for the family feuds of the early Scottish settlers. There you go.
How about that?
You got me in a right merry hell here is what you've done.
Can you imagine the Scottish settlers in Mississippi?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
He looked at me the wrong way, so I shot him between the eyes. It's very much what that was like. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. You are looking to tailgate. You got a long time to do it with a 6:30 kickoff, man. That means if you want to get out there early and tailgate all day, you can do it. But make sure that beef is the star of the show. No cookouts complete without it. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Probably too late to ship, obviously, but if you're going to in the Jackson area and you're coming up, they've got a ton of great black Mississippi State merchandise with the state script with the interlocking logo on it available to you at College Corner. So go check that out. But hey, if you're just looking for maroon and white, you know they've got it there as well. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. Nobody likes a trip to Restaurant Tyler more than myself and Robbie Falk. We will eat there any chance we get, and we encourage you to do the same because it's just the best place to go. If you're a Southerner like us and you love a good blue plate for lunch, there just isn't a better one around than Restaurant Tyler. If you're a fried chicken, catfish, hamburger, steak, pork chops, great selection of veggies and fantastic cornbread, it's all right there for you at a reasonable price, too. That's the best part. Go check them out today at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to be talking to someone who knows you the way they know your money. They need to talk. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. So with Charles Barkley, what I wanted to say about that, Robbie, is I'm obviously a huge what? No.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
You got to tell the story. Tell it.
I mean, I get a message last night at like 10 something, and somebody wants me to be on their radio show in Arizona. I realize it's a different time zone, things like that. But, you know, at first, when I got that message, when I checked it this morning, I was thinking it was for Friday, but a closer look at it, I realized it was for today. And in the message, it says, our show is from 11 to 3 Central Time in Arizona. So they get me on the show for 11:15 Central Time. So I'm sitting here, and I don't know if people know this, but like when you do some of these shows, if you do video, you can like join the broadcast basically. Like you're not in, but you can see what they're doing and all. And so these guys are just ranting on, I don't know if anybody's seen this, but it's the same two guys. This video's going around where they're like continuing to kind of needle Starkville and talk about Mississippi State having a small population and they're just mad that Kenny Dillingham was speaking facts, things like that. Well, these guys are just ranting and I'm just sitting there like, when are they going to call me in? Like, I'm supposed to be on the show. I have a ton of stuff to do on this day and I'm sitting here just waiting. And then they go to commercial break. And I was like, nope, not doing this. So I exit out of it. I messaged the guy and he's like, oh, I was thinking it was mountain time. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you're a producer of a show and you don't know the time zones correctly. You don't have that nailed down. I don't have time for that this week. I just
Yeah,
don't.
I hear you. Well, that's just I laugh as a guy who does radio, I've had some mix-ups with people in the past, but never one like that where they were on the line. Like once you get them on the line, you tend to know they're there. So
I mean,
that's
I know somebody saw me sitting there.
they had
So
to.
let's pivot. Hey, we see Robbie Faulks with us. Let's go ahead and get him in here and let's talk Mississippi State football. Nope.
Don't know. I don't know, man. All right, let's talk Mississippi State football here on Thunder and Lightning. It's Friday. It's the three Ps, preview, playmaker, and prediction. And Robbie, we've given a lot of thought to this game all week long. I guess I'll start with the same question I asked you last Friday. Maybe this could become a little bit of a reoccurring thing, but have we missed something? What have we not talked about with this matchup between Mississippi State and Arizona State?
I don't know. I
I
don't
think we've
remember what we
done
talked
a good
about.
job. I think we've done a good job covering it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. They're returning a ton of experience. I've been digging into them a little bit more today. They have 16 returning starters
Lot.
on both sides of the ball. They have 10, about 10 or 11 on the defensive side. So I feel like we haven't talked enough about their defense. They've been really good against the run. They're really good against the run last year. One of the best in the country. I think they were the best in the Big 12 a season ago. That's the side of the ball that it feels like Mississippi State needs to succeed on Saturday is being able. And we went in length talking about the run game. They've got to be able to run the football in this ball game. And if you get another game where you have 29 rushing yards or whatever it was last year, I don't see Mississippi State, being in the, I don't know. Last year they still had a chance. So I guess they could still be in the game, but it would behoove Mississippi State to be able to run the football. And then on the other side, I'm very interested to see what Arizona State looks like without Cam Scadabo. Because I thought that last year the offense was fairly pedestrian without him, and maybe it's just because they didn't have to do anything else. The looks that Mississippi State gave him, it made it easy for them to just run the football. But I think that if State can kind of bottle up Sam Leavitt and bottle up the run game, they will have a very successful night. That kind of feels like the key to me is like, can you keep Sam Leavitt in the pocket? Not just let him sit back there, but can you kind of trap him in the pocket, make him get rid of it quickly, in the pocket, and not get out and run? Because he's a guy that he scrambled for well over 500 yards rushing last season, and over 50% of those runs were first downs or touchdowns. So if you can keep him bottled up, if you can bottle up the run game, you can be much better against the run game this year than you were last year, which it can't get much worse than 300 and 20 something yards or whatever,
360.
360. If you can do that, if you can bottle them up, keep them in the hundreds and kind of keep him in the pocket, I think State has a good shot to win this thing.
You know what's funny about that number is if you half that number, right, it's 180 yards. That's still a pretty good day on the ground, right? But last
Yeah.
year, that would have only been 250, 260 yards of offense for them. They didn't throw it because they didn't have to in this game. So that would have been interesting. I'll give you another angle that I don't know if we've talked about it enough, but Jordan Dyson, the Arizona State wide receiver, a guy that the NFL early draft reports really like, out there for the Sun Devils. This is a really big opportunity for Kelly Jones. When I look at Kelly Jones, everything is kind of there to be a high draft choice because there just aren't a lot of cornerbacks built like him. 6'4", 200 plus pounds. That's an NFL defensive coordinator's dream. Somebody they can put out there on those big wide receivers, somebody like a Ja'Marr Chase, and they can match up with them physically like that. That's huge. So this is a big audition for Kelly Jones. We talked about it earlier this week. I thought the cornerback play at Southern Mississippi was far, far better than I thought it was going to be coming into that game. We don't know about Jet Jefferson yet. Because it's not an SEC game, there's not going to be an injury report for us to know. So we won't find out if Jefferson is going to play until Saturday when we get into the stadium. But
And
by
I would seriously doubt it with him being on the scooter last week.
seems unlikely. You know, I think Lebby told us that it would just depend on what happened this week, but you're on a scooter, it seems like. And we some people told us when you're bored, and they're absolutely correct. If he can't play this week, well, then just let him sit till Tennessee. You know, you don't need him the next 2 weeks. But Kelly Jones has a big opportunity here in this game. And we just talked about, you know, we feel like State can do a better job of bottling up that running game. So they're going to have to take some more chances in the passing game. So Brumfield and Jones, this is a great opportunity for them to show that last week wasn't a fluke, that they are going to play at a higher level than guys like you and me gave them any possible credit for at the beginning of the season. And if Kelly Jones has back-to-back good games, you know, when you start stacking good games, it becomes less of a fluke and more of a trend. And so we'll see what happens with Kelly Jones this week. But that matchup between him and Dyson is definitely one to keep an eye on. I assume the Sun Devils will try to move Dyson across the field, try to move him around so they're not locked up on the same guy. But when that matchup happens, it's going to be one to watch. As we've been saying all week, Robbie, you know, the real test for this game, this is a toughness check for Mississippi State. Last year, they failed the toughness check. They got bullied. It looked, you know, when you think about an SEC team playing another team, you think the SEC team is the one doing the bullying. It was the opposite last year. So they got pushed around on the line of scrimmage. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't run the football. They couldn't protect Blake Shapen. And then on the other side, as you just mentioned, Arizona State was running through them at will, like a knife through butter. This is about toughness for Mississippi State. Let me talk to us a little bit about that. On Tuesday, and it was Booth, Devon Booth, who was talking about that they have their Tuesday practice is Toughness Tuesday or something like that, where that's the most physical practice of the week, and you know they really get after it. You got to think, you know, I don't know how Lebby likes to motivate. I feel like Lebby is kind of a positive motivator more than a negative motivator, but I do have to think he in the film room this week and so on. He brought this up that like, hey, these guys tested your manhood last year and you failed the test. You got to pass it with this time around.
You were representing the SEC last year, and it was quite frankly embarrassing. Like, they were just more physical. They looked bigger. It just was a bad scene for Mississippi State. And that's not what Mississippi State's about. You know, what we've always said about Mississippi State is they might not be very good. They might be 3-9. They might be, 4-8 or something. But the one thing that you always said about Mississippi State when you played them, if you're Alabama, if you're LSU, is you were going to hurt when you left the game. They might have won the ball game by 30, but you were going to feel it because Mississippi State was physical,
Right.
especially on the defensive side of the ball. And when Dan Mullen was here, they were physical on the offensive side of the ball too. To go out last year like that was rough. And if I'm Jeff Lebby this week, I'm pulling that film up. Guys, look at this isn't Mississippi State football. We never set the tone in this game. They set the tone, and we were playing catch up the entire ball game. We gave up over 200 yards rushing, almost 300 yards rushing from one guy, and we looked like a group of five team out there. Like, I would challenge my team this week to play Mississippi State football. They're coming to our place. We're a blue collar. I know people don't like hearing that, but that's Mississippi State football, blue collar, tough, kind of like hard-nosed team. That's what Mississippi State football has been about for over 100 years. And to allow a team like that that's talking about their tummies hurting because they ate a hamburger at a hotel, that's not Mississippi State football. So for this game, you've got to have a totally different energy. And playing at home, I think, will bring more of that out than what you had last year. You're always like, I feel like you're playing. You might play with a chip on your shoulder on the road, but at the same time, there's a little bit of that. You're trying to fill it out. You're playing on your heels a little bit. The home team always is going to probably be more comfortable out there. And for Mississippi State, that's how you got to play. You got to play loose, but you got to play fast. You got to play hard. They have to be setting the physical tone in this ball game. And it goes back to what we said yesterday. Like, the first two possessions are so huge for Mississippi State offensively and defensively. Setting that tone and finishing drives both ways, forcing punts, getting a turnover. Arizona State has not punted the football in their opening possession since 2023. They didn't do it all last year. They didn't do it last week. Can State get a stop on that first possession, a three and out? Can just a first down and get them off the field? Can you get a stop on that first possession if that's, your defense taking the field first? And then can you score on the first possession offensively? I think that first possession offensively and defensively is going to be huge in this ball game.
You're absolutely correct about that. And we talked about it yesterday, that the way that Arizona State was able to get the game started last year, get a three and out, go down and score on a long drive, get their crowd into it, that was, they were able to kind of ride the wave the rest of the way. And it just kept building and building because they kept having success. If Mississippi State can turn that around, we've talked about this crowd this week. All indications, I'm not saying 60, but I think they're gonna crack 50 this week. I really feel like that's gonna be the case, and that's a great start to the season. You were 2-10 a year ago. All right, to
Yeah.
get 50,000 plus for your first home game, I think that shows that they haven't given up on you. That there's still a lot of buy-in in this fan base.
And it'll be a energetic
Yeah,
50,000.
especially with a
That
6:30 kick, and it's not super hot. So it's not going to drain you just to be in the stadium. You go to some of these games, even at 6:30 at night, when it's been 90 plus all day long, and you've just been out in that heat, and you're just like, I am beat. I don't think it's going to be that's going to be as bad on Saturday. Let's pull up the official TNL radar here,
We're
courtesy
supposed to
of.
have a weatherman on the show.
Yeah, we're working on that still. High of 85 with a 35% chance of thunderstorms. That's probably in the morning if I had to guess. So,
Or late afternoon.
or in the evening. All
Or
sorts.
at night. It could be at any of those moments.
I swear, any of us could be a weatherman, I think. Yeah, I couldn't be a meteorologist, but I could be a weatherman. Like, I'll let the meteorologist hand me the report and I'll read it.
It's going rain.
The Hey Dad weather forecast. Yes. Chapin, I feel like last week we did the same thing where we were like, I don't know that we've talked about Chapin enough. Chapin, for the he's drawn some criticism for that week one performance. He completed over 70% of his passes. He had one bad interception, which he talked
Yeah,
us
one
through.
bad play, pretty
Yeah.
much. I mean it.
And he talked us through it. He said, I was looking at the coverage. I thought they were going to do this. They did that. And I end up throwing the ball right to the guy. But 26 of 33 for 272, pretty good. That's a pretty good first game of the season. And he only played what, basically three quarters. Could have easily gotten over 300 yards passing if Mississippi State had decided to stay aggressive and wanted to run it up on Southern Mississippi. I can't be too mad about what he did week one.
No, I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't see any issues at all with his game. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that interception was a bad one, but other than that, he commanded the offense well. He came back from that interception and played well. So, yeah, I thought it was a well-played game. I think a lot of people are going to be very hard on him because they want to rush to Kamario Taylor as
Yeah.
quickly as possible. It's like the first half, like they saw Kamario Taylor get the first down, and immediately it was like, all right, get him in.
Just stay with
We're
him.
going to go
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. One carry for 3 yards. That's the future.
Yep. And, I mean, like that's how it is in Mississippi State. Like the
Yeah.
first sign of distress is get the guy out.
Yeah.
So I think that had a lot to do with it.
I thought Cromanhawk played, in limited time there, but you can see he's a good athlete. We didn't get to see any of his arm, but like from a running perspective, he had some athleticism there. So I thought that he was fine. What's a stat that I could give you? I say, hey, this happened, and you're other than the score, don't be a jerk. What is the stat that I could give you? And you go, okay, State won.
I go back and forth on rushing yards either way,
Either way, yeah.
defensively or offensively. Like I feel like that's the running game is probably going to be the difference in the game. So is it like we talked about yesterday? I mean, the running game for Mississippi State feels like a big deal. Is that the stat? Is it, Mississippi State 150 rushing yards, or is it holding Arizona State under 100 rushing yards? I don't know. I tend to think it might be offensively for Mississippi State. Like I think that they're going to have to score a good bit of points in this game to win, and to score a good bit of points in this game, I think they got to be really good running the football.
Yeah. Definitely for me, it's rushing yards for Mississippi State. Because I think that State wins with offense this year. So if they give up 175 yards rushing in this game, it's fine if they gain 200 on the ground themselves. And then the other stat, not necessarily for win or loss, but you can't have 14 penalties again. You just absolutely cannot. That number needs to be cut in half, if not greater. For Mississippi State to have any chance to win. Last week it took two touchdowns off the board against Southern Mississippi because of penalties. If you do that this week, you will lose. I mean, I feel very confident in saying that if State has two touchdowns taken off the board and they don't score on those drives or they don't get touchdowns on those drives, they will lose this football game. So penalties, rushing yards, that's where I'm going to keep my eye this week. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. In the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, the place to watch college football Saturday. If you're not tailgating, that's fine. Make it a trip to Two Brothers and enjoy fantastic food, air conditioned, college football on the big screen, cold beers to drink. Nothing wrong with that. And then an easy walk over to Davis Wade Stadium. You just can't go wrong at Two Brothers and the older brother, where they did tell us they've got a TV in there. It will be on. You can watch college football and enjoy a fantastic sandwich. Either choice you make, you're not going to lose at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
It, brother.
Do you need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number, it's the same people. You have the relationship. You're talking to somebody in the state of Mississippi. That means your problem's going to get solved quickly. You don't have to wait around for a out-of-state technician to show up a week later. If your copier went down today and I told you you had to wait a week to fix it, what would you do? You can't go on like that. You can't do that as a business. You got to have somebody you trust. That's Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Are you going to be in Starkville this weekend? Well, if you are, then I need you to make a trip to Maroon & Co. to get yourself some new gear. Look, I know how it goes when you've got a family. You come up to Starkville for a game. The wife and kids are like, hey, let's go get some new gear. We got to get some new shirts for the kids. We got to get some new stuff. Make it Maroon & Co. because they have the biggest and best selection. They have all the logos that you want, and they have our promo code. They'll save you a little money. Thunder 15. We'll take 15% off the price on any regular priced items. Some exclusions do apply. I still don't know what those exclusions are. Every time somebody tweets at us, they're like, hey, I got this. I used Thunder 15. I don't know what they're
There's
excluding.
not
I don't
many
know.
explosions.
They're very inclusionary over there at Maroon & Co. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Are you gonna be out in the yard this weekend? Well, then you need to make a trip to see our friends at Scruggs in Saltillo. Why? Whatever you're doing around your house this weekend, they have a product that makes your life easier. You got home repair projects? They have all the top names and top brands and power tools. You're trying to mow the grass? They have John Deere power from the easiest push mower all the way up to the commercial mowers for those big properties. Are you just working out in the garden? They have everything a gardener needs to get what they want out of their hobby. And if you're just cooking out, buddy, they got a great selection of grills up there. Whatever you're looking to do this weekend, a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden will make your weekend better. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. Playmaker time, Robbie Faulk. Who is the offensive playmaker of the week for you?
It's a group. It's the offensive line.
Oh, okay. I
I
like that.
think for Mississippi State to make plays, that group has to be a whole lot better. And the good news for me is I think if they just clean up a lot of their mistakes, whether it be, a stance that's causing a legal procedure or whatever, or they just kind of they were off on technique here or there, and they're allowing pressure in the backfield, whatever. If this is a cleaner group this week, I think the ability is there for them to be really good. I think at those you look at those penalties they had last week, you had 14 penalties, and I haven't done the research on it, but I would say about half of those were on the offensive line,
Yeah,
whether it be a holding
easily.
penalty, false start, whatever. If you clean those up, this is an offense that has 600 yards last week against Southern Miss. Like, that was not the issue. The offense was not the issue. It was the execution, the penalties, the mistakes. If you clean up those mistakes, I think State's offensive line has a chance to be pretty good this year as they gel. So that group is, to me, that's the playmakers of the game for Mississippi State on the offensive side of the ball. If they're not having a good game on Saturday, Mississippi State is not going to win. They've got to be really good. They got to be good in the run game. They got to be good in the pass game. So, other than any other, skill player on this team, I think that group is the most important piece of this team on Saturday.
Can't disagree with you at all. So I'll let you have that one, and then I'll talk about who will bear the fruits of the offensive line's work. And that's the new B&B show. And that's Fluff Bothwell. I wish he was buff. I mean, I won't lie and say that I don't. If he was Buff Bothwell,
That would be
I would
fantastic.
actually buy a jersey at that point. But Fluff Bothwell and Devon Booth, I want to see a combined 35 to 40 carries from these guys. I want them to lead this offense. I like Chapin. I think he can deliver for Mississippi State, but it'll make a lot easier on him if he can just go out there and from play one, rely on that running game. Mississippi State, you mentioned the offensive line. They have to win that battle. And they do so by blocking for Booth and Bothwell and getting them into the open field. And the good thing about these guys is they can break tackles. They have great vision. So even they can make that first man miss, even if the offensive line isn't at its absolute best on a certain play. You got to have the line play be solid the whole game. But if they miss on a certain play, you still can count on Booth and Bothwell to at least get, a couple yards and make a good thing out of a bad play. So Booth and Bothwell, I'm going to go double on my play. You went for five, so I can take two.
Why not?
I feel like that's fair.
We make our own rules.
Yeah. Defensively, I'm going to stick with what I just talked about, Kelly Jones. I'm sure if you want to look at the matchup on the defensive line, that's fine. I just feel like without Scadaboo, I'm going to just make a guess that they're not going to rush for 300 yards this year. It's going to be less. So I feel good about that matchup there. Dyson worries me because I think Leavitt's a good passer, especially if State can't, if State gives him time to throw. This is a big spotlight on Kelly Jones, and he's a guy that I've been intrigued with since the day he signed. I remember when he signed, and I was like, a 6'4" corner, and I thought when they signed him, I was like, he'll put on 30 pounds and be a linebacker in a couple of years. There he is, still out there on the perimeter. I feel like if he can lock this guy up for Mississippi State, it's going to be really help them because I think they're going to be better against the run if you can eliminate or at least limit their number one target in the passing game. That's going to go a long way. So Kelly Jones is going to be my defensive playmaker of the week. Hope he's healthy. My first defensive playmaker of the week last week was injured and didn't play. Jet Jefferson.
Anything else?
That's it.
Am I supposed to go with mine now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're supposed to say, you messed me up. You're supposed to say, who is your defensive playmaker, Robbie?
Sorry, let me just hold on.
Or did you want me to? Because I could have given my thoughts on Kelly Jones there. You
You could,
didn't.
well, I was going to give you carte blanche. You could do whatever you like.
Well, what I will say is, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Mississippi State defensively and how they choose to guard Tyson. He's going to move around a lot. And I don't like, is Kelly Jones pick him up wherever he is? Do they kind of cloud cover him? I don't know what's going to happen with that.
That is
So.
something that I always think that like I wish more teams would do that. And maybe it's just because I don't know enough about football, but I would move my best corner to cover the best receiver at all. I don't care where you put him. I would just be like, you go with him. Wherever he goes, that's where you go.
Yeah. You're
That's what I
still
got.
kind of like, I mean, it still could be difficult to do moving across the field like that, running. I mean, and that's why they have these pick plays and things. You can have people disrupt that.
Yeah.
But If I'm Mississippi State, it's got to be a big game for Diego Broomfield or Kelly Jones, plus the safeties that they have. And then in the slot, whoever's covering the slots at linebacker or whatever, those guys have all got to be good. But as far as my playmaker on defense, I'm gonna go with Will Whitson. I'm sticking on the bandwagon of Whitson after what he did
Will
last week
Whitson.
because he didn't get a ton of snaps. I think PFF logged him at 25, and he won the defensive lineman of the week in the SEC with 25 snaps. He had two tackles for loss. He had a sack. He had four tackles. And there were some plays beyond that he had an opportunity to make other plays where he was in the backfield. I think Whitson has a chance to really disrupt things up front and cause some issues for Sam Levitt in the running game. State didn't have anybody like that last year. So this is going to look completely different for Arizona State than what they saw last season. And I think Whitson's going to be a big part of that. So I'm going to go with him for my defensive playmaker. I think he has a big game and kind of rises to the occasion here. He's going to be juiced up just like everybody getting out there. A lot of these guys, it's going to be really interesting to see them handling the SEC atmosphere for the first time. These guys, like Will Whitson comes from Coastal Carolina. Jaron Manning, I mean, he's been at Mississippi State before, but you're coming over from Old Dominion playing your first game in front of the Cowbells. Does that juice this team up? Do they get a little too juiced? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, that's something I've always wondered. We talk about how the cowbells and everything affects the other teams, but you're also trying to communicate as a Mississippi State player. And if you're this is your first time in it, maybe it could be a little unsettling. That's an interesting thought process there. I like that. What do you got for an X factor?
My X factor is going to be Kelly Jones because
Okay.
I think there's a chance in this game they try to test him. Maybe there's an opportunity late in the ball game. State's got to get a stop. Kelly comes up with a big interception or something. I think he's a guy that has a lot of playmaking ability, being the height and the size that he is, and a former quarterback in high school at Clarksdale. It would not shock me to see him come up with a game-saving play for Mississippi State.
I can't tell you how tempted I am to make my X factor the crowd, because it really could play a role.
Could be.
But I'll stay here and let's go with Kyle Ferry. It's gonna be a
Okay.
close game, and it
That's a
could
good
come
one.
down to that. It could come down to a field goal for Mississippi State. There are going to be some drives that don't end in the end zone. You got it. Kyle Ferry, his confidence is high right now. He crushed that 55-yarder last week. Says he feels good from 50 in any opportunity. He may have some opportunities on Saturday. So I'll go with Kyle Ferry. All right.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you on this one. I've gone back and forth all week, and I really don't feel confident in my prediction at all. So I'm interested to hear yours. What is it?
I've been going back and forth too,
I've
and
never had a game. I can't remember the last time I was this unsure.
it's hard to be really confident in Mississippi State right now until they actually go win a big game. But the crowd, I think that's got to play a factor in this ball game. Arizona State coming into an environment like this, they obviously don't really truly know what to expect, but I just think that that's going to play a factor. It's going to rattle them a little bit. I think for Mississippi State, it's going to lift them up a little bit. I just have a feeling like this is a turning point for Jeff Lebby. It just feels like he's going to get this game. And so I'm going to go with Mississippi State. I think they find a way to win this game. This might be a homer pick. I might not pick them again after these next two non-conference games. But I have a feeling that things are shifting for Mississippi State. They've got some momentum. It feels like the fan base is getting energized again. It feels like this is the start of slowly climbing back out of this hole. And it's such an important game. I just think that Mississippi State needs it so badly, they go get it. So I'm going to say State wins this thing 27 to 24.
You almost talked me out of my pick, but you did not. I'm just gonna stay on the side of caution here. Just be, I remember this game last year, and I was pretty confident Mississippi State was gonna win and win easily, and they did not. And I know that Scadabu is gone, but there's still a lot of offensive talent. You mentioned all the returning starters. That defense that dominated Mississippi State a year ago, almost all of those guys are back. I think State's better. I think they put more points on the board. I think it's a close game throughout. But I have a high scoring game here. 38-31, Arizona State is your winner from my perspective. But we shall see. We shall
Hey,
see.
Dad picked against the dogs. Everyone remember that.
Shut up.
Everyone remember it.
I have.
SoTex dog, remember who picked
Don't
Mississippi State in this game?
mention that guy.
Yeah,
Don't
he's getting a mention.
quit giving him the platform. All
I
right.
stand with SoTex dog
No, you
today.
don't.
I do today.
Yeah.
Only today.
Oh, whatever. See, the problem with those that whole discussion there is, if I'm right, what I'm not going to gloat. I don't want to be right. But if you're
I
right,
know, but I just want you to be
he'll be on
wrong.
there. He'll be on the board, running my name through the dirt. So.
Like you wanted State to lose.
Yeah, like it's like, I picked this because not only that, I went down to Golden Moon and I put 10 grand on the Sun Devils. What am I doing here?
I
All right.
do want you to be wrong here.
That makes two of us. All right. We'll be back on Monday with a full our full Monday. I think we need to start calling what we do on Monday. Those are our bits now, right? They're
There
bits.
are bits
Yeah.
like the Tell 'em Falk
Tell
and
them
all
Falk and
that.
the truth, things that are true. Those are our bits, our Monday bits.
Yeah, they kind of are.
All right. We'll be back on Monday for that. And plus getting ready for another week of Mississippi State football. Talk to you again then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for some thunder and lightning here on Super Talk. Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.